Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath and this is the Midday News. 10 main access roads up into the mountains in the Bouches-du-Rhône have been closed off by the local préfecture today as a result of the fire risk. A huge effort is still being made by the fire emergency services to contain the fire at Saint-Canat, which while now under control still poses the threat of reigniting. Around 750 hectares of forest has already been destroyed by the flames, but the village of Aiguille, 147 houses, and the TGV line were able to be saved by firefighters. The local mayor, Jacques Gérard, has thrown his support fully behind the rescue efforts. The fire is believed to have been started by a badly extinguished cigarette, a crime which is punishable by law of 3 years imprisonment and a fine of €45,000. A conference being held at the Senate to address the issue of the taxe d'habitation has begun this morning and opened with a speech by the Prime Minister, Edouard Philippe. The goal is to bring together regional, departmental, communal and towns and city leaders to find a way to reduce public spending and discuss major projects, with such meetings to take place every semester. The government would like local councils to provide them with a full account of their budgets. The president of the French Mayors Association, François Barouin, has already taken the floor with his concerns over how the abolition of the taxe d'habitation will have a significant negative impact on the revenue of some local areas. Air France is looking at launching a new low-cost airline. Boost may take to the skies in the autumn, and pilots are considering the new project for medium and long-haul flights. Meanwhile, another Air France subsidiary, HOP, is continuing to strike today. 20% of internal flights have been cancelled. The strike is due to come to an end tomorrow. The minister responsible for higher education is getting together with university presidents and student unions this afternoon to discuss a way to improve the current system for BAC students to select their next steps in higher education. 87,000 students still don't know where they will be studying in September. Two icons from the 1960s cinema era have died. George Romero, who directed Night of the Living Dead, a film which started a new genre of horror film, died yesterday. And the actor Martin Landau, who won an Oscar for his role in Ed Wood and also starred in the TV series Mission Impossible, has also died at the age of 89. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.